News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Well, I don't know if you'll be watching Eurovision, Alan Quinlan, but I'm guessing you will be watching the small matter of Leinster versus Racing 92 tomorrow late afternoon in Bilbao.
Yeah, certainly will, and watching with great interest. And I think former teammate playing, Dunica Ryan, we spoke about him earlier.
Yeah, an old pal of yours.
An old pal, teammate, yeah, fellow Tipperary man as well, so I'm very proud of his achievements. I'm lucky to be joined, and we're all lucky to be joined by his dad, Matt, live from Bilbao. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Alan.
Well, you told me I was a rogue a few minutes ago for trying to get you on here, but I'll take that as a compliment. How are the nerves? I'm sure you're looking forward to it, but you do get a little bit nervous before these big games, don't you?
Yeah, I'm not as bad as my wife, though. But I suppose it's nervous apprehension, but really looking forward to it.
It's been a strange situation for you this year, with Dunica leaving Munster and going to Racing, and Sod's Law would have it then. They're pitted against each other in the pool stages and then the semi-final. What was that all like for yourself and Pat as parents of Dunica, seeing that move and then seeing him playing against Munster?
Well, I suppose the move was done with apprehension, and I'm sure he was apprehensive. We were apprehensive that he would be able to live up to expectation placed by Racing on being interested in him. And other than that, then you make the change, like changing job, you get on with it. And of course, he started really, really badly with the injury which he carried in from the Welsh game last year. And in October, November, if you told us that he would be in a European Cup final and in a top French semi-final within 2 weeks of each other, we'd have eaten off your hand last or any time in the past 6 months, yeah. So it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's been an emotional kind of a change over for you, because I still meet you at the Munster games. You're still massive Munster supporters, and, you know, probably the emotion of that semi-final was a mixed bag for you both.
Yeah, I, in a sense, but, you know, I was black and white. There was only one team I wanted winning that day because of him.
Yeah.
And maybe after 20 minutes, I was hoping, and I said to my past that I hope to God that Munster are able to come back here and, you know, not being run over. Because, like, I wear a scarf with the half Munster, half Racing. I'm sure the Leinster people now tomorrow will be thinking I'm a turncoat Munster guy that's supporting Racing that didn't support Leinster. But no, my allegiances are in two camps, yeah.
You've had great fun over the years going to all the games. I'm always intrigued by the fun the parents have had, particularly on that kind of Munster journey. And Ireland, of course, because you still go to the Irish games as well.
We do, yeah. So basically, it was actually, ironically, it was stranger for us last weekend down in Thomond Park with him not playing against Edinburgh. So, yeah, so basically we have got over that and moved on. And I just want to say, as a personal thing, we miss the parent contact in the Munster setup, which is a fantastic. Mainly thanks to your mother, who has been tremendous in keeping those parents together.
And dousing you with holy water.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. But she was great. She was a great matriarch, and she'd be there sitting on the steps before you go into matches. And so there's a great camaraderie. And it's really, that's one of the biggest things you'd miss. I'd love to be able to speak French so that I get to know the parents in the French setup, because they have a lovely setup in Paris. So it's conducive to, but I don't speak French.
That'll come. You'll like a little drop of wine anyway, and I'm sure you'll have a few at the weekend, Matt.
Please God. There's only one outcome, though. We're looking to. We spent a lot of silver to get here. We want to go home with gold.
Right, okay. Well, we hope from your point of view, and I'm sure if Racing are to do it, people will be pleased for Dunica as well, but it's certainly a big game. Matt, enjoy the weekend. Good luck to Dunica, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Bye.
when you're a player heading into this weekend, you've been in this situation, are you just an absolute bag of nerves? Can you do anything else? Can you sit down and watch a film, or are you just thinking about the game?
You're trying to get a balance during the week, because if you get too caught up in the nerves early in the week, it can affect your performance. It's huge. It's a dream come true to be in this situation. As Matt said, he wants Dunica to win, and you know the Leinster parents will want their sons to win. And
do you want Leinster to win as a Munster man?
I do want Leinster to win for Irish rugby. I think they deserve to win. I think
it'll be 4-2 in the Roll of Honour.
Look, yeah. Well, look, we kind of climbed Everest first. I always kind of claimed that, you know.
Yeah, but they've kind of gone ahead of you though.
Silver
medal. They've done Everest and Canine and everything else.
They've gone on a few more mountains. Look, they've been fantastic. And in fairness, you got to give a massive credit for that.
Yeah.
And I do want them to win.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be unhappy to see Dunica Ryan kind of going around the field and celebrating as well. So it should be a great final. Leinster are favourites, and I think they probably will win the game.
Yeah. Okay. Good stuff. Quinny, thanks indeed for that.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.